Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chad Moutray is our guest, our good friend, longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org is the website. Chad, thanks again for being here. So the ISM report, I'm going to get you to tell the audience what that is, came out this week. And it's really got people kind of upset. Tell us about it.
So the ISM, that stands for the Institute for Supply Management. So they have a Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index. It's a survey. Numbers over 50 suggest expansion. Numbers under 50 are contraction. Pretty much all PMIs are designed the same way. And it's actually contracted. It's been below 50 for two straight months. And what made the news this particular week, and it actually sent the stock market down each of the last 2 days, is that it was a 10-year low. So not only was it contracting, but it was a 10-year low, the lowest.
And they weren't expecting it either, were they?
The consensus was 50.1, to be fair, and not to pat myself on the back. I actually was not expecting it to be 50.1.
Right.
I thought it would be below 50, but I wasn't expecting it to be 10-year low.
What was the number?
47.8. And what really brought it down, also at a 10-year low, was the export number, which was 41. And that also, I think it was the lowest March 2009.
Wow.
And you know what that says to me? What that says to me, and you and I have talked about this before as well, is the global economy is super weak right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you go look around the world, almost all of our trading partners, major trading partners, are in contraction. Obviously, you have the trade headwinds that have been, continue to escalate over the last couple months. And you're seeing the effect of that here with, overall trade volumes down, exports obviously at a 10-year low. We had our own survey that came out last week, which I know you follow.
Yep.
68% of our members are positive about their own company's outlook.
Mm-hmm.
That's a decent number, but you have to look at where that number's been over the last year. If you remember, it was 95% of our members were positive last June, and it was 90% as recently as March. So we've seen that fall pretty dramatically in the last 6 months, from 89.5 to 67.9%.
Well, and you mentioned the cooling of the ISM report in the last 2 months. I have information that indicates that international financial transfers have dropped sharply in the last 2 months.
And
that coincides with your report, with what you just told us. So there's corresponding evidence out there. So what do you think is causing the slowdown in Europe? You think it's really a true slowdown, or do you think some of these countries with all these socialistic promises they're making, that some of those things are coming home to roost? That the critical mass of spending other people's money is finally it's coming home to roost. I mean, the Europe can't out lower their interest rates. I mean, they're negative interest rates now. If you give them a deposit, you when you collect it. When you withdraw it, you get less money back. I mean, you can't fix things like that.
Well, Germany, I mean, when you're thinking of negative interest rates, Germany is one example of that. Germany is also having 10-year lows for their PMIs, but they're also all on the verge of a recession. We've seen really weak data in Germany for several months now. And obviously I'm not a firm believer in negative interest rates. I think that they're a mistake.
Yep, I agree.
But the reason why they have such low interest rates is because their economy is really struggling now.
But when you resort to low interest rates,
Germany exports about 20% of their production. So,
Chad, when you resort to low interest rates, that's also you saying, well, we can't look around and see that there's any other problems. This is the only thing we need to know to fix. Yeah. We don't look around and see that we've got fiscal problems. We've got policy problems. We've got regulatory problems. They don't look at any of those things, right? I mean, the interest rates aren't going to solve it.
Yeah, and if you have negative interest rates or zero interest rates, your problem isn't interest rates. Your problem,
right?
Your problem is that you don't have business and consumer confidence, and negative interest rates.
Now, one thing I want to point out in this segment,
they probably hurt confidence more than anything.
I think that's right, and I think that's a cautionary tale. Europe is a cautionary tale for our own Fed as they go forward. But one thing I want to point out, Chad, one of the reasons why I don't think that America, no disrespect to you guys at all, but why America doesn't need to get all torqued up too much about the manufacturing is it's not the giant factor in the economy it once was. Manufacturing is, what, about a third of the overall economy, whereas it once was like double that? I mean, as important as manufacturing is, it's not the big gorilla in the living room anymore, is it?
Well, we're about 11% of overall GDP. Obviously, services sector is much larger. Although, what I like to say is that we sometimes underestimate just how important manufacturing is. I think if you really want a healthy and vibrant U.S. economy, you got to have a healthy and
vibrant manufacturing sector.
There's, because it goes, you know, every community, all the supply chains, all the interconnectedness, that multiplier effect is pretty significant.
But it just reminds me.
I agree.
It reminds me of petroleum. 40 years ago, yeah. When oil prices spiked, it was an economic nightmare because we relied so heavily on it. Today, when oil prices go up, it's almost ho hum. As important as manufacturing is, you'll never hear me say anything different. We just have to realize that number going down is not as big an impact as it would have been 40 years ago, 30 years ago. And we're gonna take a quick break. We'll come back. I'm going to get Chad he'll continue to straighten me out after the break. Right back with Chad Mutra. He's the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAMNAM.org. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.